Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
50 years ago, we handwrote job applications and mailed them in envelopes. 25 years ago, we emailed Word document resumes to recruitment agencies. Today, we work on our personal brands and instant message hiring managers, sometimes using emojis. The job search process seems to be changing year by year, and yet there are some career challenges that seem constant and universal. For instance, everyone struggles to get started in their careers. We all occasionally feel trapped at work, and of course, we all experience the fears of becoming obsolete, of being replaced by automation, or of falling victim to a major recession. A lot of career advice tends to focus on the transactional aspects of securing a better paid job. While this advice has value, it is important to understand that tools for navigating job changes are completely different to the tools you need to successfully navigate career changes and crises. We have spent our professional lives and focused our research on helping organizations, teams, and individuals achieve peak performance. In the process, we have concluded that achieving sustained career success requires us to skillfully navigate 4 common crises. The failure to launch crisis can occur when we are faced with the need to confront a major transition in our professional lives. In the absence of a clear, appealing, understandable plan forward, we can become paralyzed. The root of the failure to launch crisis is behavioral. Human beings struggle with uncertainty. For instance, a recent study found that most people would choose an electric shock over an uncertain outcome. We are hardwired to avoid ambiguity. In order to navigate this paralysis, we must first find an appealing path, something we believe we can achieve. This is the key to unfreezing and starting to move forward. Next, we must build our skills and our confidence. By developing our capabilities and confidence, we can move forward and look past the obstacles in our way. Peter Gibbons, the central character in the movie Office Space, exemplifies what it means to be trapped in an unfulfilling job. Office Space has become so popular because it reflects the real-life frustrations of many workers. For instance, the recent Great Resignation underlined just how trapped people felt by their careers. So many people become trapped in unfulfilling jobs because it is deceptively easy to get wrapped up in the belief that the next promotion will make you feel fulfilled. Unfortunately, this isn't often the case. The key to escaping an unfulfilling job is to unlock the mentalities that hold you back. A common misconception of those trapped is that they must continue to be unfulfilled because others are counting on them. However, you can better support others when you take care of yourself first. Every generation experiences the fear of a new technology. Today, many think of artificial intelligence as the first big existential threat to jobs and careers. Of course, it isn't. For instance, 200 years ago, workers feared the advent of steam power and mechanical production. Relentless waves of technological disruption have been and will continue to be a feature of modern society. The question is, how do we choose to relate to them, as victims or opportunists? Choosing a victim's outlook is what we call the fallacy of blind faith. We are often more susceptible to this crisis in the middle and later years of our careers. The reason is that the blind enthusiasm and thirst for validation of our early years slowly erodes due to technological disruption and is replaced by a more cynical fatalism. The key to navigating the fallacy of blind faith is to sustain enthusiasm for new things. As we get older, this can require some mental gymnastics. A great trick is to persuade ourselves that learning something new is not a work chore, but rather a competition with friends or a personal goal. If we can extract joy from learning something new, we stop feeling threatened by it. The fourth common career crisis many workers feel is the sense that we are deviating from our morals. Regrettably, the list of infamous examples we could cite here is long. Organizations like FTX, Theranos, WeWork, Lehman Brothers, and Enron. The trouble with the headline-grabbing cases like these is that they often paint perpetuators as caricatures, like supervillains from a Marvel film. The truth is, all of us face ethical dilemmas in our careers. The temptation to deviate from your moral path can be difficult. The critical thing is to stay vigilant. One suggestion for how to do so is to not think of being moral and ethical as sporadic challenges. Instead, commit yourself to thinking about your personal boundaries constantly. You should also nurture relationships with independent, objective advisors, mentors, friends, and family with whom you can discuss your most sensitive career matters.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.